Hello, relatives. Welcome to Inner Tribal Radio. I'm Gary Jeunesse, otherwise known as Native Outlaws Most Wanted. And you've heard me say it before, I'm all about Native supporting Natives. So that's why I'm bringing Native Outlaws the podcast, a place where you can share your pride and your support for other Natives. And especially, I'm all about supporting my friends. So I got a couple songs lined up from a couple friends of mine. I found some new artists that I've never heard of, and I got a couple topics I might discuss, so I'm going to go ahead and get this started with some Native pride, and we're going to go ahead and set the mood with a song by Thomas X called Indigenous Hip Hop. As always, turn it up and enjoy.
Pop in the game, oh maku to tem. Way way me chi ni mi ye. Way way me chi ni mi ye.
Let's go. From the east to the west, to the north, to the south. Anishinaabe, Okichida in the house. Grand entry time and we about to bring them out. Indigenous power, that's what it's all about. Not invincible, cause we out loud now. Dancing through life in the powwow grounds. Let's go, you about to witness 500 years of resistance, this is it. See the instrumental be the ceremony. And my lyrics in the microphone, the medicine. This is for my warriors and my veterans. All the Native babies wrapped up in Pendleton. Yeah, this the seventh generation. Every reservation all across the nation. Just know what I spit, hot. I let the people know this is indigenous. Hip, hop, hip, hop. Hip, hop, hip, indigenous. Hip, hop, hip, hop, hip, hop, hip, indigenous. Hip, hop, hip, hop, hip, hop, hip, indigenous. Hip, hop, hip, hop, hip, hop, hip, hop.
From the west to the north, to the east to the south. Father Scott and Mother Earth, you can hear me singing loud. Standing strong behind the vets who serve their country proud. We don't walk into one to go that keep me tied now. Rocking my mocks, straight, you know I'm rocking my locks. Rocking the spot, two stepping and I hop and I drop. Drake and dripping and rivers and beads as I pop and I lock. Suddenly move my feet to the beat, this is indigenous hip hop. Tios Bayo, 81 Wachi, y'all. Come in and dance for your clan and show them how you move. Next generation, here we stand and we got something to prove. It got the matter with the man, we have everything left to lose. So we're screaming, get back to land. We'll act like the count too. Races wanna be a band till they actually fight in the suit. Because if we organize a plan, kicking the knowledge to elders.
Hip, hop, hip, hop, hip, hop, hip, indigenous. Hip, hop, hip, hop, hip, hop, hip, indigenous. Hip, hop, hip, hop, hip, hop, hip, indigenous. Hip, hop, hip, hop, hip, hop, hip, hop.
That indigenous hip-hop. What a better song than Indigenous Hip-Hop by Thomas X. So today's a good day. It's a good day to be Native. We have a lot of musicians coming up. Native hip-hop's been very popular. I've met quite a few Native musicians doing Native hip-hop. So I'm also coming across other Natives too, venturing out into other styles of music. kind of bring in our culture and our traditions. And really what they're doing is creating a platform to bring out their word, to share their story. So I came across another indigenous musician band. So I'm all about supporting our youth, especially, you know, it's up to the seventh generation to come and unite us as a people. So it's not as far as being warriors, as far as doing battle with knives and guns, but today it's a spiritual battle, and they're using their voices, their words. And so I came across this band, and I'm going to go ahead and play a song first before I talk about them. So, because Native music is pretty popular today, but back in my day, I really didn't know of any Native bands to listen to. So this song right here is what helped inspire them to do their music. And it's a song that I listened to too, and it touched me a lot too. So make sure you turn it up, listen to the words, and enjoy the song.
Yeah.
Wow. Now that was a powerful song. Metal music, powerful lyrics. So they don't need any introduction, but just in case you don't know who they are, that was Iron Maiden, and that was their song Run for the Hills. All right, so I'm about to play another song which is very similar to that one. They grew up listening to Iron Maiden plus other bands. They were very inspired by Run for the Hills. So I picked this song to start with because it is very similar to what we just heard. So they are a seventh generation band, and they are joining the metal platform, and they go by MIS, which stands for Merciless Indian Savages. So here's a song by them, fittingly called Kill the Man, Save the Indian. Heavy or what? Heavy metal, right? So you can also find them on YouTube, MIS, Merciless Indian Savages. And if you find them on YouTube, you can also follow along with the lyrics. So it's kind of a little more enjoyable when you can follow everything that they're saying. So hopefully you can follow everything that I'm saying, because I'm about to read their article. And me, I'm not a public speaker. I'm not an English major. I'm just a native trying to make a difference. So trying to create platforms where natives can come together to share their pride and support for each other. So I'm going to go ahead and take a few minutes. I'm going to go ahead and read this article for you. So it's very important that we support our native youth and in everything they do. All right. So this article is titled Indigenous Metal Ban Rests on Issues Affecting Native People. And it is by Kenesha McClashan Price, published December 1st, 2021. Jacob Tixlax Stepitin remembers growing up in his aunties and uncles' homes listening to Metallica. My name is Jacob, or Tixlax, my Unangax name. I'm from Yucatan, which is a village in the Aleutians on Akutan Island. That's where I grew up most of my childhood, so that's home for me. Stepitin said heavy metal was popular when he was growing up in the Unangang village of about 100 people. As a kid, that was just one of the types of music that I was surrounded by, and I latched onto it, he said. I would spend a lot of time at my cousin's house, and my older cousins were all into metal, and they played Metallica. They all played instruments. Stepitin started his music journey at the age of 12 and has been dialing in his metal riffs ever since. In 2014, he began playing music with his college roommate, another Indigenous metalhead. Together, they founded the Indigenous heavy metal group Merciless Indian Savages. Stepitin plays lead guitar. The band's music addresses a lot of heavy topics, some that come from their own experiences. They have song titles like Pseudo Savior, Manifest Death, and Kill the Man, Save the Indian. The song titles grab your attention, but Stepitin said the point is to create an opportunity to talk about Indigenous issues. I think our lyrical content focuses a lot on things that make us angry about the Indigenous experience, Stepitin said. I feel like you could also write a lot of really positive music, but that's the nature of the genre. You know, we're metalheads, we're passionate about metal, and so the nature of the genre isn't really positive. Each song that the band writes highlights an aspect of the Indigenous experience, but more specifically, Stepitin said, they want to call attention to the histories and systems that perpetuate colonialization. In the Declaration of Independence, it calls the Indigenous people of the land Merciless Indian Savages, said Stepitin. He said that racist language in the Declaration was included in the list of wrongdoings the King of England had committed against the United States. And one of those bad things, it says, is he has brought on the Merciless Indian Savages, and then says something about how they only knew about war and death, or killing, or something like that, Stepitin said. So it's pretty brutal, and it's obviously extremely racist, which is not a surprise for something that was written in the 1700s. The statement in the Declaration of Independence that Stepitin is referring to is this. He has excited domestic insurrections amongst us, and has endeavored to bring on the inhabitants of our frontiers, the Merciless Indian Savages, whose known rule of warfare is an undistinguished destruction of all ages, sexes, and conditions. According to Stepitin, the brand name is an educational opportunity to bring awareness to issues impacting Indigenous people of North America. I don't think we're trying to embrace this name as if it's a valid description of who we are. It's like an intentional misnomer, he said. After graduating college in 2019, Stepitin and his fellow band members relocated to Tempe, Arizona, the ancestral homelands of the Acomal Oodham people. With the music scene rising again after it was nearly extinguished by the COVID-19 pandemic, MIS looks forward to performing together more and playing their debut album, Kill the Man, Save the Indian. MIS band members include Corey Ashley, Danae on vocals and rhythm guitar, Jacob Stepitin, Unangax on lead guitar, Ruben DeWahoya III, Hopi Odon and Yaki on bass, and Joseph Manuel Jr., Hopi Akamo Odam on drums. Merciless Indian Savages played their second show earlier this month at the Navajo Nation Metal Fest in Gallup, New Mexico. You can listen to the Merciless Indian Savages on all major streaming platforms or find more information on their website at mercilessindians.bandcamp.com. Heck yeah! And now you can find them on Native Outlaws on Intertribal Radio. So with that said, I'm going to go ahead and play another song by the Merciless Indian Savages. And this one is titled, Back to Your Ships.
We barter. A story?
Thank you. back to where they belong. London, Paris, Moscow. Wave my hand and the reservation is gone.
All right. The message doesn't get any clearer than that. Back to your ships. So, pretty heavy there. So, I came across another tune that they did, a little bit more on the mellow side. I'm going to go ahead and finish my tribute for them with this song here. This one is called Dine Azzo. All right. So, turn it up and enjoy.
Say you loved me. I always knew through all that you do. I'm sorry it took me so long. Now it's too late to leave today.
To soothe the savage beast. At least the merciless Indian savages, that is. So make sure you look for them on all platforms where you listen to your music. Don't forget, it was the merciless Indian savages. because it's all about Native supporting Natives on all platforms, especially our Native youth. So it's pretty much what I'm all about. I'm all about Native supporting Natives, especially my own friends. And I do have a friend who I've been mentioning on all my podcasts because she's part of the Native American Music Awards. She has a couple songs up for an award. So you probably heard of her. In case you haven't, her name is Indy41, also known as April Satchel. So these songs that I'm going to play for you right now, they're not her NAMA selected ones, but they're actually the first songs that I heard from her that I came across. And I really enjoyed them. And at the time, I couldn't really find them anywhere. I couldn't really share them at the time. But now that they are on YouTube and they are on Spotify and pretty much anywhere else you select to purchase your music from. So I'm going to go ahead and first song from April Satchel, I'm going to play My Soldier. So love the beat, pretty mellow, powerful words. So turn it up and enjoy.
Make sure you never
Oh My. I totally love that song. Got my head bobbing, mind racing. I don't know about you, but when I hear that song, it kind of reminds me the power of having a woman in your life. She's the backbone. She's picks you up when you're down, gives you a purpose. So, and then your purpose is to protect her, give her a safe space to say her word, raise her voice, be proud and loud. Heck yeah. And together, they become a powerful force. So the bond of true love between a man and a woman, and especially when it's backed by native pride, you know, that's a powerful thing. So I love the song, April. I'm not sure what the meaning was when you wrote it, but that's what I think of when I listen to it. So beautiful song. So I'm going to go ahead and keep this beat going. I'm going to play one more song by April Satchel. And this one is called Existence. Shout out to April Satchel. Thank you for those positive vibes and that beat. So April is also known as the first lady of native hip hop. So I believe she started coming out with her music in the 90s. So heck yeah, it's a good day to be native. Each day gets better and better, especially when we all come together and support each other. And that's pretty much why you are listening to Intertribal Radio. April Satchel started this up, invited a few other natives to put our messages and our platforms out here. Our different styles, hopefully, you know, we can attract you. And if you don't like how I put on my podcast, you can check out somebody else. But make sure you do check out April Satchel. She does her podcast on Wednesdays, 10 o'clock Central Time. And as for me, well, I'm going to try to be consistent. I'm going to try to make it every Sunday at 6 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. Oh, yeah. And make sure you you leave a comment on our podcast. We got to get those algorithms going. So let us know where you're from, what tribe you're from, any messages you want us to bring up, any topics. Maybe you want to be interviewed by one of us. Heck yeah. So, I mean, that's why we're here, to find people to support. So hopefully you'll support us. It's pretty easy. It just starts with leaving a comment. So being a page owner on Facebook, I've been doing it for 9 years. I come across a lot of information. I meet a lot of people. So I'm always on there searching for information to share, especially stuff that you won't hear about on mainstream media. It's pretty much why I feel it's important for you to know who runs the pages that you support. That's why I'm always big on doing live feeds, because I want you to know who you're supporting, who you're following. I'm a real person. I keep it 100%. And I'm a native just like you. I'm at my own place on the Red Road, still learning, trying to teach what I learn, share. So that's what it's all about. So this next little clip I'm going to play for you is one that I came across. Let's see, I came across it on Sten Jotty's page. So I don't know if he had any part in producing it or not. He could have. He does music. He's an actor too. So in case you didn't know, Res Dogs on Hulu. He plays Punkin Lusty. So I'm going to go ahead and play this clip. It's pretty much... The topic is not your mascot, as far as regarding sports teams, that is. So that is a topic that has come up. You kind of don't hear about it a lot, but pretty much change the names, or at least the disrespectful ones. So I'm going to go ahead and play that clip for you. It's pretty cool. So, all right. Hope you get the message, and enjoy.
So your sports team had to change its name and or mascot because it was offensive to Native Americans. Hey sports fan, does your team have a Native American mascot? And is that mascot changing because people say it's racist?
Yes, and it makes me so sad.
Well, you're not alone. Native sports mascots are changing everywhere, and lots of fans feel the same way. So we've got some tips to turn those microaggressions into microaggress fun. Fun sports tip number one. Tomahawk chop. Instead of moving your arm up and down to do the tomahawk chop, try moving it side to side and wave hello at the opposing team. Ooh, hello to you too. See? Fun and less offensive. Fun sports tip number two, red face. You've heard about blackface. It's the same thing.
And blackface is bad, right?
Yeah, real bad.
Yikes. But I bought all this paint. I can just throw it away. What do you want me to do?
What if instead of painting your face like an old-timey racist cartoon, you painted yourself up like a spooky demon?
Ooh, I love demons.
Go demons!
Wow, so scary. But not as scary as never being able to run for public office scary. Ooh.
Okay, PC police, what's next? You gonna make Thanksgiving illegal?
Nope. I'm just talking about sports. Hey, only I can use graphics.
You can't stop the truth.
Fun sports tip number three, Thanksgiving. So, the first Thanksgiving was a fun time for everyone, and the...
No, I'm the announcer here. This isn't about Thanksgiving, but since we're talking about it, everything you were taught in school was just plain wrong.
You want us to remember all of these things?
Yes, and here's another one. Stop bringing signs that say scalp'em, and start bringing signs that say scallop'em, so it's about potatoes.
But who cares about this stuff? If anything, we're honoring the Native Indians, or whatever they're called.
Well, I can tell you, a lot of Native people care, and we don't need a sports mascot to honor us. Trust me, I'm Native, and I care. My name is Joey Clift. I don't wear a loincloth or a headdress, but I am wearing a suit covered in cat faces. See? So cool.
Wait, so do all Native Americans love cats?
No, that's just a me thing. Some of us like dogs, some don't like either, you know, like all other humans. Anyway, speaking of cats, your new mascot will probably be a wildcat or a bear or something. Is that so bad?
This is the worst thing that's ever happened to me, and I went to Firefest. The team name and mascot are our heritage, so I'm gonna keep doing the tomahawk chop and painting myself in red face no matter what.
Well, if you're not gonna listen to me, maybe you'll listen to my friends. Get him, mascots!
Yes! Oh, no. Yeah. These are soft, but they still hurt.
Oh. Thanks for watching, everybody. Bye.
So I just had to share that because I'm Native and I care. So I really enjoyed that video. It was easy to follow along with without the visual. And really the message that I got out of it that I'm trying to share is we need to decolonize, and this is just one step towards that. You know, change the name of these sports teams, especially the actions that are behind them, you know, like the tomahawk chop and their chanting, and pretty disgusting and disrespectful. So, and it's, you know, just part of decolonizing. Another part is not celebrating Thanksgiving. Changed in Columbus Day to Native American Day or Indigenous Peoples Day. Celebrating Native American Heritage Month every month. So anyway, this is just part of what we need to do. We need to decolonize, learn our culture, bring it back to our lives. So that video was one way of putting the message out. And like I said, I'm a Native trying to do my part, and I come across a lot of Natives. They have different ways to put their messages out. So as far as the mascot topic goes, I think it's a perfect segue for me to share my friendship and support for my friend Richie Ladrigal, because he happens to have a little song out titled Natives Ain't Your Mascot.
The real action, the pot party, the trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
Red team was free. Prayers up from the peak. Natives ain't your mascot. Natives ain't your mascots, and I'm an astronaut. I gossip about the candy fun, waiting on my cash crop, still banking on my blast crop. A trailblazing money maker, stargazer, blaster. You can check your resume, you can check your recipe. You can have ingredients, but you ain't got the rest of me. Best of me, you gon' get the best of me. And best believe my native riding next to me. Some real motherfuckers, not just men saying yes to me. It's best to be a prayer of a mayor and a player and a president. 70 got split personalities. And all of the competitive, they don't make a lot of me. I ought to be an honor. You know, odds to be me is like I hit the lottery. So lots of animosity, hardly reciprocity. They all just wanna be the boss, but you gotta pay the cost to be. Solid dream, but it's not what it seems. They plot, they scheme on TV screens. They selling things, these rotten things are toddlers, you the teens. They calling it technology, reverse mind psychology. My flow is out of space now, calling it astrology. Mind surfing, fine turn, planetary systems, transition plan. Missions exchange mannerisms with the aliens and share wisdom. Natives ain't your mascots, and I'm an astronaut. I got some lava candy for. I'm waiting on my cash crop, still banking on my bass crop. A trailblazing money make a stargazer blast. Natives ain't your mascots.
Heck yeah, I love that beat. Love that message behind it too. So Richie's got a lot of songs out, a lot of messages. So that one just happened to fit today's topic. So thank you, Richie Ladrigal. You can find Richie Ladrigal's music on YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, and pretty much anywhere you can purchase music. So I wanted to bring up a topic that a lot of us have heard about as far as being in the Native community. It's the topic of oil pipelines. I came across this article and I really knew nothing about it. It was a pipeline that was going to go right through my home state of Oregon, all the way to the coast of Coos Bay. And it's been in the works for, man, over 10 years. So I'm going to go ahead and share this article with you. It's news to me. It's probably news to you too. So this is an article by Carissa Sagaski, and it was published December 1st, 2021. So it starts out, Jordan Cove developers abandoned plans for pipeline, the Coos Bay LNG terminal. The project would have featured a natural gas pipeline crossing 229 miles in four southwestern Oregon counties to the Jordan Cove liquefaction plant in Coos Bay. From there, the gas would have been loaded onto ships for export to Asian markets. Holy shit. Excuse my language, but so we're destroying our rivers, our sacred lands, so we could sell natural gas to Asia? Oh, wow. That is so effed up. But hey, nothing new, right? So anyway, it goes on. The developers that had hoped to build the Pacific Connector Pipeline and Jordan Cove Energy Project have told the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission they do not intend to move forward with the project. The developers filed a brief with FERC Wednesday that announced the decision. Among other considerations, applicants remain concerned regarding their ability to obtain the necessary state permits in the immediate future, in addition to other external obstacles, wrote Donald Sullivan, manager and associate general counsel for Jordan Cove Energy Project and Pacific Connector Pipeline, in Wednesday's brief. FERC had been slated to reconsider its permit due to the project's failure to secure necessary state permits. The project would have involved creating a 36-inch pipeline that would cross 229 miles in four southwestern Oregon counties, including Douglas County, to transport natural gas to a Jordan Cove liquefaction plant in Coos Bay. From there, the gas would have been loaded onto ships for export to Asian markets. This could be the end to a long-running battle between the developers on one hand and a coalition of property owners and environmental groups on the other hand. While some landowners with property in the pipeline's proposed path sold the company easements, others feared eminent domain would be used to force the pipeline onto other properties. The fight carried on at the county, state, and federal level for 17 years. Developers first filed a notice of intent with the State Department of Energy in 2004, and in 2005, the Port of Coos Bay purchased 1,300 acres of land from Weyerhaeuser for the Jordan Cove Terminal. FERC initially approved the project in 2009 and would go on to reserve itself multiple times. Originally billed as a project that would supply natural gas to American consumers, it shifted from import to export in 2012. Stacy McLaughlin, a Myrtle Creek landowner whose property would have been traversed by the pipeline, said Wednesday, she's extraordinarily relieved the developers are pulling out. And there it is. That's the end of the article. You know, it should have ended at the part where it says, it was originally billed as a project that would supply natural gas to American consumers. It shifted from import to export in 2012. Wow. So the truth, there's the truth, man. The truth was a lie. So this whole pipeline was built to help the American consumers. And that's how it got approved with permits. And then near the end, they just changed it up to say, hey, we're going to sell this stuff to Asia. Gotta say, I'm happy that that pipeline ain't coming through my state. So, would have been close to home. Would have went right through Klamath Falls, near Eagle Point, near Canyonville, Coquille, and ending out at Coos Bay, right at the ocean. So, crossing reservations, crossing rivers, leading out to the ocean, just so we can sell all that to Asia. So, that's news that was new to me, and I'm sure it was new to you too. So, we don't hear this stuff on mainstream media. So, that's why it's up to platforms like ours, Intertribal Radio, Native Outlaws. You can also find this article on Native Outlaws. I posted this a couple days ago, and it was pretty important. It touched close to home for me, so I had to share the story with you too. So, all right, I'm going to go ahead and end this here and find out what else is going on in my neighborhood. And here it is. If you look for something positive, you'll find something positive. So I came across the Native American Youth and Family Center presents Native Made Winter Pop-Up. So this is happening next weekend, December 11th and 12th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Alder Commons. So 4212 Northeast Prescott Street, Portland, Oregon. I believe that would be 97202. So it says, find your holiday gift for that special someone while supporting Indigenous-owned businesses. And you can also find them online at www.nayamarketplace.org. And also happening next weekend, December 11th, they're holding the traditional Cree-style round dance at the Lane Community College Gym. And the address for that is 4000 East 30th Street, Eugene, Oregon, 97405. And it is a COVID event, so COVID vaccine required. So just a heads up. So there you have it. A couple events near you, or at least near me. So a couple ways to help support your Native community, your independent artist and businesses. So, tis the season for gift giving. Make sure you shop Native and support your Native community. So, I'm going to go ahead and do my part to help the Native community. I'm going to go and play a video from our youth. A couple young females put together a video. They have a very important message, and I want to do my part to help them be heard. So it is called Our America, Indigenous and Urban.
Our America, Indigenous and Urban. We are here to tell the stories of our past, our present, and of our dreams for the future.
What I love about being Indigenous is the culture. The fact that I come from a heritage that is so unique and so resilient.
These Rez Kid fantasies, dreaming of city lights and skyscrapers.
With forced relocation and assimilation, many were driven away from their reservations or even encouraged to move to these large cities. And when we got here, what we found was the things that we were promised, the resources we were promised, just didn't exist.
The myths and stereotypes that I would like to dispel is that every Native person lives in a teepee. Every Native person speaks the same language. Every Native person looks the exact same. That's simply not true.
When we lose our traditions, they're gone. There's nowhere else to go.
We fought so hard in the past to keep it alive. Maybe just going to a powwow and keeping that little spark alive is a lot.
We are here just so we can remember those stories and the memory and ultimately our legacy, our family history.
This is our land. This is our story. This is our song.
All right. There it is, Natives. Basically, the message is, we're still here. So we're all at different aspects of our knowledge of our tradition, our culture, and our heritage. But, you know, don't look down on a Native because he doesn't know a as much as you. You know, it's up to us to teach those that don't know, so they can teach and live the culture and heritage. So basically, today's podcast was about different genres of music. You know, it's not traditional. A lot of people look down on it. But you know what? This is the new generation, and they are trying to hold on to our culture and heritage, incorporating the drum into their music, some flute into their music. But it's a whole other generation, and they're just expressing themselves the way that they know how. So I'm going to go ahead and start winding down this podcast. I'm going to join us together with some powwow music. So before the pandemic, I went to a lot of powwows, and I've taken a lot of videos. So you can find the videos that I've taken. You can find them on Facebook, Native Outlaws. You can also find all my videos on YouTube, Native Outlaws. And now here on Intertribal Radio, you can listen to those powwows on Native Outlaws. So this is a video that I took at Chemawa Indian School back in 2019. This video is of the owl dance. So the way I've been told or explained, it's kind of like the Sadie Hawkins dance for the European people. Basically, that's where the girl asks the man to dance. And you just can't say no to a pretty girl. But if you do, it's going to cost you. So the thing is that when a girl asks you to dance, and if you deny her, you have to give her something of value. So, don't deny our Native women a dance. But I understand if you're married, you got a girl on your arm. So, all right. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and play the song for you. So turn it up and enjoy. So I really enjoy watching this dance, seeing all the young couples in love, sharing their pride. And gotta say, I've only been asked to dance one time, so hopefully I can at least get one more dance in. But oh well, until then, I really enjoy watching, and I hope you enjoy listening. So this next song is from one of my favorite powwows. It's the Delta Park Powwow in Portland, Oregon. It's usually on Father's Day weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's also an encampment too, so you can bring your tents or your teepees, and you can stay the whole weekend. And this next song I'm going to play for you, it's one of my favorite songs or dances that I like to watch. I love to listen to it. It pretty much tells a story. It's pretty much the hunt. So for you men, for you dancers, you should probably pull your car over. Take your hat off, unless it has an eagle feather in it. Step out of your car, find a spot, and get ready to dance. Because here we go, we're going on a hunt. Feel that. That's the power of the drum. Man, tells a good story too. So I'm going to go ahead and share one more powwow video with you, or powwow music that is, because we're on podcast. So this next one is 2019 also. This one's from Pioneer Courthouse Square in Portland, Oregon. And I say this one for last because it kind of has a special meaning. Pioneer Courthouse Square was pretty much built from the vision of Charles Jordan, who was commissioner of Portland for many years. And because of him, a lot of public spaces were open. Community centers were built for the community. And I really did want to mention him because I want to mention a good friend of mine, his daughter, Trish Jordan. We went to school together, grade school, high school. We've hung out a few times. We've shared friendship. We've shared love for each other. So I did want to honor her father. He passed away a few years ago, and it left a big hole in the community. So I want to honor Charles Jordan for his vision of Pioneer Courthouse Square and being able to bring the Native community together. He did have ties to the Native community. He was very influential, and his daughter Trish even earned a name, and that name is Little Song. All right, Trish, if you're listening, this song is in honor of your father, Charles Jordan.
Oh.
relatives. So what a way to end the day. Some good old powwow drumming, powwow music, sharing our pride and culture with each other. So that's what it's all about, Native supporting Natives. So today I was able to bring a variety of Native genre music for you. So don't knock anyone down if you don't like their music. Just keep scrolling, because really the truth is they're just Natives trying to make a difference using their own platforms too. So, all right, it's a good day to be Native. So is yesterday. But tomorrow, it's going to be even better. So, as always, feathers up, and I'll see you out on the red road.